Well, we've been joined in the studio today at J-Air by Nicole Ress. Now, if that name seems familiar, it's a pretty well-known Melbourne name. Nicole's father and her grandfather were pretty well-known names in hospitality in the city, and your grandfather Morris, or Mick as he preferred to be called, was a Melbourne City Councillor for a number of years, and I just sort of remember that from my Herald career in the early 70s. So, Nicole, welcome to the Travel Writer Show.
Bonjour, ça va?
I'm not quite sure how to answer that. What should I have said?
Perfect. Ça va? Your voice goes down for your answer.
So you say ça va, which is a question, and
yes.
I go ça va.
Perfect. There you go. First lesson.
Yeah. Well, look, I did study schoolboy French for a few years, but and I've been there a couple of times, and I love the place. I think it's fantastic. Now, you're in a beautiful position. You teach people conversational French, and then they decide they want to go away with you for sort of an immersive experience.
Correct.
In Paris and Provence and other beautiful places. So
yes.
Tell us about, firstly, tell us about your conversational French. Well, you do that in a few places around Melbourne, don't you?
Yes. We meet in some cafes. We've got one in Armidale, Café Amalia, and Entrecote in South Yarra, Le Petit Lapin Caulfield, and my bookshop, Corrie Perkins' bookshop, you know, in Toorak Village.
Yes, I do.
So they're really relaxed places. People can get a coffee, sit, and you meet other people. And we just get straight into it. So a very practical conversation,
okay.
Not bogging them down with grammar.
So they don't have grammar books or anything like that?
No, no books, just I'm like a curator, an animatrice, okay. You know, just we have fun.
Fantastic. So how long do your conversations go with these people?
Classes are for an hour, and after that I email them nearly every day. So I say, Frenchify your day, and I might send them a song or a link to a movie to watch, because it's really important to listen to French. And I think when you sing a song, you can get a little bit more confident, because we're all perfectionists. We don't really like to make mistakes.
No.
I think if you can sing a song and learn a few words off by heart and sing them in French, it's very beautiful.
So do we start with Frère Jacques or what?
I like something like Je voudrais parler à mon père by Celine Dion. It's beautiful.
Oh,
so
I
would like to speak to my father.
Father, okay.
It's a beautiful song. Yes.
Well, we are playing a song to introduce your segment today.
Ooh, lovely.
Which is Tina Arena.
She's amazing.
Let's give it a little bit of Aussie flavour.
Yes, en français.
Yeah, but it's a French song, and so the punters probably would have heard it by now, Nicole. Anyway, as we speak, it's probably still ringing in their ears, and they're humming as they tap the wheel in the car or something like that.
It's beautiful.
Now, you're about to go away. When do you go?
Going next week.
Okay.
And I'm heading off to Lyon first by myself,
mm-hmm.
to have a look at some interesting things in
famous
beautiful
food city,
gastronomic
isn't it?
City, yes.
Yeah.
Also very famous for silk. And there are some fascinating covered passageways called Les Traboules. It's very Lyon, so that the silk wouldn't get wet. It's also very important during the resistance. And then I'm heading over to Nice, and I'm meeting my group in Nice. And we're going to spend some wonderful days in the Côte d'Azur.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a cooking class with a Michelin-starred chef.
Beautiful.
Which will be special. And then we head over to Provence.
Okay. And you've been to Provence before. You've brought in a beautiful book that you produced from your trip last year to Paris and Provence.
Yes.
You know, it's one of those ones that you knock up.
I did it on the
Apple weekend.
Mac. Yes.
Yeah. No, I think they're great. So how many people are you taking with you?
Seven in the group, plus myself, and they're all learners except for one. And the one who's not a learner said, I don't care. I want to go with you. I know I'm going to have a lot of fun with you.
Yep.
And as long as I've got one person to order my wine and one person to order my cheese, and if I see something in a market like my little Stripe bag there, that panier,
that's a lovely bag,
basket,
she
said she's really happy for somebody else to do the
work. So are you the insurance policy for these people who feel afraid to talk French to a Frenchman?
100%.
That's what it's about?
Yes, but it's really fantastic. What I get a real buzz out of watching them improve. So they've... You know, a lot of them have come from a zero position, and I'm really proud that they dare to have a go and they have fun. And when I saw them in France last year improve, and just chatting in Paris, we were waiting for a bus. And I'm not very shy, so I will chat to somebody, and then two of the travellers with me, they said, okay, well, maybe I will say something too. Anyway, we got on the bus, and then two people standing around us thought, this is an interesting conversation, and then they joined in. So here were my language learners all of a sudden speaking with French locals on a bus. in Paris, which was pretty amazing. Yeah.
So I suppose if you can overcome the sound of the ochre accent with a bit of a nasal French twang to it, you can do anything, can't you?
I tell them to act a little bit sexy, put on a little voice like this.
Oh, okay.
And just have fun with it.
Right. The French are actually quite good. Once you make an attempt to speak their language.
Tout à fait.
Yeah, they're quite approachable, yes, and I found. But if you walk into a shop and don't say bonjour, then you've made the first mistake, haven't you?
Correct. You have to be, they're very conscious of politeness.
Being politeness,
yes.
Yeah.
And so they will address you, bonjour madame, and when you leave the shop, it's bonne journée, have a good day.
Right.
And it's, I think it's very important. I teach a lot of that cultural aspect so that they know how to handle the situation.
Yes.
And also you have to address, we just say, how are you?
Mm.
But in French, there are two levels. There's tu, which is informal, and yep, vous, which is formal. Now, if you address a person in a shop or someone you don't know
with a familiar,
it's you're insulting them.
You're insulting them, yeah.
So that's really important for me to get that across to my
Can you call everyone a Jean-Fille? Do the mumsels get upset if you sort
take
50 years off their age?
Probably.
They'd say, that cheeky Aussie, he's coming here trying to con me.
I think that you would get a lot of smiles, Graham.
Oh, well, that's what you have to do these days, isn't it? So do you take them to markets, things like
definitely.
The day markets,
and they
buy their day's meals, etc.?
What we're going to do is we've got a couple of outings where we go to the markets and I'm going to let them have free time.
Mm.
So they are going to practice everything they've learned. I'm hovering around and the villages are small, so I usually find them. And on one of the days we're going to do a picnic. So they'll be buying their produce for the picnic, which will be fantastic. Last year it was very hot and we decided one of the picnics, our hotel had two swimming pools. So we thought, well, why don't we just do the picnic by the pool, which was fantastic. We did that. And we're going to have a beautiful lavender experience because the lavender brew out. We're going up to Haute-Provence and we're going to see some lavender and we're going to have a picnic near the lavender field. So I think that'll be beautiful.
Mm. No, that sounds lovely. Mm. We did a picnic in our hotel room once because we took the kids. They didn't give a rat's about France. You know, is there a pool? You know, they were only small. Is there a pool? And so we were staying in Les Halles and all they cared about was there a pool? But then later on, my wife and I went and we stayed near Rue Mouffetard.
Oh, fantastic.
In that beautiful
part of
Paris. And we found an apartment on VRBO, Vacation Rentals by Owner.
Okay.
This woman, who's a United Nations worker, worked in London but owned this property in Paris, just at the end of the Market Street.
Mm.
And so every day we'd go up there and we found this fantastic rotisserie doing chickens, but underneath
they have
the potatoes.
Exactly. You know. We have that too.
So did we give that a workout and went and sat by a little church down the bottom of Rue Mouffetard, which turns out to be a church that is part of Les Mis. It was where one of the characters of Les Mis, when Victor Hugo wrote it, not the musical, where he appeared. And so it's in the show, this particular little church. We just sat down on the pavement. I felt like a bit of a peasant. But my wife said, no, you've got to do it like the French do it. And I said, they'd be sitting at a table getting wine and waiter service. And here we are on the footpath like we haven't got a bob to rub together.
I want to know if you like cakes. Because you've said you have the rotisserie chicken and the potatoes, but do you like the pâtisserie?
Look, I used to like cakes, but I've gone off sweet things. Doctor's orders. So, yeah, I'm not a big macaron fan, but, you know, almost everything else that a Frenchman can turn his hand to, particularly croissant.
The croissants are amazing.
Yeah. Even at the cheap croissanterie, as they're called in Paris, I think it's a brand name, actually, the croissants were fantastic.
Beautiful.
And we paid literally nothing for them.
Well, it's
so
cheap compared to here.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And then they are the best tasting in France.
Do you like éclair?
Oh, yeah. I used to have a bit of a chocky éclair in my youth. Yeah. Full of cream.
Last year, I had met Christophe Adam. He's a very famous chef, and he is the creator of the éclairs. And not the original creator, but his new trend of the éclairs. And we were very fortunate. We went to meet him, and I thought we were just going to say hello to him. And he said, oh, I've organized for you to have a full tour of the kitchen, and we watched how all the éclairs were made.
Right.
So my travels, sometimes they get some things that are really not on the itinerary, you know, a little bit out of the expected.
Oh, that's great. I think those little serendipitous experiences are just what these trips are all about.
Definitely,
That's fantastic. So, Nicole, How do people get in touch with you if they want to, A, get involved in the conversation, or B, tag along on the Women's Weekly World Discovery Tour that you run?
Fantastic. I've got a little website. It's www.frenchwithnicole.com. .com.au, believe it or not.
So I don't think it's Nicole Kidman and they're going to the Moulin Rouge, do they?
No, we could. You never know. We could do a few high kicks.
Well, you've got the hair too.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. We could. So they can send me an email. Mm-hmm. So there's a Gmail address on there and they're welcome to come along. And if they mention that they've heard Graham, and you know, me with Graham.
On J-Air, yeah.
On J-Air, well, I'll give them a first class as an introduction.
First class ticket.
How about that? Right? No, not a first class ticket. First class.
Got my hand up.
First French class as an introductory. And next year's trips, I'm going to have two trips going to Provence, and one's going to have a bit of a Jewish flavour because there's really big history there. The Pope's Jews. So the Popes favoured the Jews at that time.
Okay.
Around the 1400s. So there's one of the synagogues I'm going to visit now actually is 650 years old.
Wow.
And it's the oldest active shul in Europe.
Is that right?
Mm.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Amazing. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah, and do the people who go with you, are they of any particular persuasion?
No, all mixed. All mixed. Men, women, whatever.
So age?
Just come along. Age, as long as you can have fun and you can walk, that's
good. They probably ditch the kids.
You don't have to walk too fast. Yeah, ditch the kids. Yeah, just come along and have fun and joie de vivre and be prepared to... be transported and have your, you know, the heightened pleasures and in Provence.
How long do your trips typically last,
11
Nicole?
Days.
Okay. And so obviously you've got to fly yourself over there.
Fly yourself over, and then meet me, and then everything's
taken. Pay for
taken
the
care
day
of.
For the accommodation and all that sort of thing. That's in
that's
a package,
all
though,
packaged.
Is it?
Yeah,
okay.
That's all packaged.
Sounds fantastic.
So I can give them information about that.
That's great. Well, Nicole, it's been great to talk
thank
with you.
Thank you. Merci beaucoup.
Oh, my pleasure. How do I say that in French?
Merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup.
Avec plaisir.
Thank you. And look, maybe when you're away, you see some things you want to sort of talk to us about.
I'd love
we're
to.
Happy to have you come back on the show when you return.
Yes. Thank you.
And so who knows? You know, you know PR because you've. You're a PR for a very famous brewery in Melbourne.
Yes.
So you obviously know your way around what's a news story and what's not. So please come back and talk to us
I
again.
Will stay in touch. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Nicole.
Bye.